Did Jesus Hold My Hand? I asked Brian to lead this song for us to tie in with my lesson tonight. For the next few minutes, we're going to take a little journey. And we need a friend like Jesus to help us along with some of the dangers that we're going to come across. You know, it never seems to fail. Whenever we start on a long trip, somewhere along the way, we make a few wrong turns. When we went to South Carolina last month, we were doing pretty fine till we got back somewhere around in Virginia. And then we stopped, you know, we fueled up, switched drivers, we got back on the freeway, started off. About half an hour later, I said, honey, I think we're going the wrong way. You know, and then after a little bit of discussion and about an hour of going up and over a mountain, you know, we were back on course. And it never seems to fail. A few weeks later, we were headed to Tennessee. And we took a few more wrong turns. You know, sometimes I take them, sometimes Carol takes them. At some time, all of us have taken them. Now, when you're on vacation, that's not too serious. It's something to make jokes about, tell a few people, but then you go on and it's forgotten. However, on our longer journey, our journey to heaven, these turns aren't as humorous, and they're usually very serious. Some people think it doesn't matter which road you take, they all lead to heaven. But the Bible teaches the opposite. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 13, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter by it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it. Not only is there a certain road to take, but the Bible also teaches there is a certain way to walk on that certain road. Over in Ephesians 5, I'd like to just look at a couple of those ways. In Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 1, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, offering a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. On down in verse 8, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And on down in verse 15, therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. We see that we are to walk in love, we are to walk in light, and we are to walk as wise. These verses teach us that there is a designated way to travel or walk, and the implication is, if you aren't on the right road, you must be on a wrong road. And tonight, for a few minutes, I would like for us to take a look at some of the dangers of wrong turns. Some of the dangers of when we get off that right road. The first danger I'd like for us to consider is, once you choose a wrong road, you can't fix it by taking other wrong roads. You know, when we were heading south, when we meant to be going north, there were dozens of other roads that we could have taken, but it wouldn't have done any good because we were in the wrong place to start with. And there are people in the religious world, very religious people, that are very wrong because they're in the wrong place to start with. If we turn over to Acts chapter 26, we see that Paul was there at one time. In Acts chapter 26 and verse 9, so then I thought to myself that I had to do many things hostile to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And this is just what I did in Jerusalem. Not only did I lock up many of the saints in prisons, having received authority from the chief priest, but also when they were being put to death, I cast my vote against them. And as I punished them often in all the synagogues, I tried to force them to blaspheme. And being furiously enraged at them, I kept pursuing them, even to foreign cities. You know, he was on one wrong road and then another until he became obedient to Christ. If we are walking in the light, we will be on the right road. But if we walk in darkness, we will make wrong turns. Remember, once you choose a wrong road, you can't fix it by taking other wrong roads. You have to get back on the track. You have to get back on the right road. The second danger I'd like for us to consider is, time is lost that can never be added. Time is lost that can never be added. When we made the wrong turn on vacation, we spent probably an extra 1 or 2 hours driving, and that prevented us from doing anything else for that 1 or 2 hours. But why is time so precious and lost time so serious? Well, remember Ephesians 5:16 said, making the most of your time because the days are evil. I once read a story about a professor who tried to teach his class the importance of time management and activity management. And this professor took a large jar and he put it up on a table. And then he took some large rocks and he put in the jar. And he said, "Is the jar full?" And the class said, "Yeah." He said, "No." So then he reached down, he took some pebbles and he put in the jar. And he said, "Is the jar full now?" And they said, "Yeah." And he said, "No." So then he took some sand and he put in there and he said, "Is the jar full now?" And by now they were starting to catch on and they said, "No, it's not full." He put the sand in there and then he reached down and he took water and he put water in the jar also, where he started with the large rocks, then the pebbles, then the sand, then the water. And he said, "You know, what's the point of this?" And the class gave him different answers, but it was none of the answers that he was looking for. And the lesson was, if we don't put the big rocks in first, they won't fit later. You got to think about that. If you don't put the big rocks in first, they won't fit later. If we don't put Christ in our life first, he's not going to fit later. If we don't put Christ in our life, he's not going to fit later. If we take a wrong turn, there's a danger that we might spend minutes on the wrong road. We might spend hours. We might spend days, we might spend months, we might spend years on the wrong road. But we must stay on the right road. We can't fill our jar with pebbles and sand and water and then try to add the large rocks later. The big rocks must come first. Christ must come first. Remember, there's a danger when we make a wrong turn, that time is lost that can never be added later. The third danger of a wrong turn is others can be misled by the trail that I leave. Others can be misled by the trail that I leave. I don't know who is following me, but I know that somebody is. Maybe it's my children. Maybe it's my spouse. Maybe it's the people that I work with. Maybe it's somebody in the congregation. Maybe it's all of those that I just mentioned. It's human nature for us to look for someone to follow. Jesus knows that, and he expects us to follow him. In Matthew chapter 16, he tells us in verse 24, "And Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" The flip side of this, though, sometimes we might make a wrong turn because we're following too far away, like Peter was in Matthew 26. We need to make sure the trail we leave will not lead someone else down the pathway to hell. Remember, there's a danger if we make a wrong turn that others can be misled by the trail I leave. Another danger of a wrong turn is it's easy to think that there's no convenient place to turn around. It's easy to think that there's no convenient place to turn around. Now, some people, when they make wrong turns, they just keep driving and think, you know, that's the only possible outcome, that they're going to end up where they were planning on to start with. They think it's just easier to go on down the road. And an example from the Bible comes to mind of David. You know, David looked at Bathsheba, but he didn't stop there. He lusted at Bathsheba, but he didn't stop there. He went a little bit farther. He committed adultery with Bathsheba, but he didn't stop there. He tried to get Uriah drunk and make him believe that he was the father of the child, and he didn't stop there. David had Uriah murdered, and I imagine all the time while this was going on, David probably thought, you know, "I can't turn around. I just go a little bit farther. I just go a little bit farther. I just go a little bit farther." There's no convenient place to turn around. How many times have we done that in our car? We'll be going somewhere. We'll make a wrong turn. And as soon as we know we made a wrong turn, instead of stopping and turn around, we go a little bit farther. More importantly, how many times have we done that with our life? We make a wrong turn, and instead of turning around right then, we think we'll go a little bit farther. it'll all work out. We'll end up where we were supposed to. When we make a wrong turn, hopefully we'll turn around and get back on the course before it's too late. But, as I said at the beginning, it never seems to fail. Whenever we start on a long journey, we invariably make some wrong turns. And all of us here are on a long journey. And it's possible that there might be somebody here this evening that has taken a wrong turn at some point and is still making other wrong turns. There might be somebody here this evening that has taken a wrong turn and has lost time that can never be regained. There might be somebody here this evening that has taken a wrong turn and is misleading others by the trail that they left, where several may be headed to hell because of the same wrong turn. And there might be somebody here this evening that has taken a wrong turn and is thinking there's no convenient point to turn around. And your life is so wrapped up in sin, you think there's no way out of it, and you just get deeper and deeper in it. Well, how are we going to get on the right road if we aren't there? We need to follow the course that's marked on our map. Psalms 119 and verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The starting point on the map is to hear the word. But we can't stay there. We must move on and we must believe it. And we can't stop and stay there either, or at any point on our journey, or we won't reach our destination. We have to repent of our sins, change our old course, and head in the right direction. We must confess Christ as our Lord and Savior. We must be buried with him in baptism and arise and walk a new life. Then we have a new reference point, Christ. We have a new direction, heaven. We have a new walk of righteousness and godliness. And we have a new friend to go with us on our journey. Have you made some wrong turns on your journey? Maybe you've been traveling for some time and have made some wrong turns. Or maybe tonight you aren't even on the map. There's no better time than this evening, though, to correct that. And if we can assist you in any way, we'd invite you to come forward as we stand and sing.